But now we're gonna mellow things right down and delve into the visual medium that is film.
Fuck, I'm not that mellow, man.
Really?
Not mellowing down.
Okay, what's cool, this, man. Hey, fight the system.
This, yes. What is this false introduction? Jesus. Jesus, man.
Full power. Are we talking Netflix? John's a customer.
Yeah. I'm a customer as well. Actually, I just saw that money leave my bank account the other day. And wonder why.
Well, how much does
wonder
it cost?
Why it did.
I don't know about Netflix.
I think mine's about $19.
Is it change for other people? Would you?
I used to have it for my whole household, so we could all like have different accounts and la di da di da.
$19 a month,
which was good. I had a flatmate who pigged out on it quite a lot, but now as we'll discuss in moments, I'm starting to wonder why I'm paying for it.
Is everybody still doing the math, or is this kind of dying? Where it's like, I would normally rent a movie and that would cost me $5.
Yeah, I think there's a bit of that going on for sure. Like you know, there's lots of self justification to any subscription service, such as the 95 BFM B card subscription model.
Needs piss all justification. That one, that is far less than Netflix. I'll say that much.
It's far less, and you're so basically you need fewer lies to tell yourself to justify participating.
That's right.
Also, somewhat.
And we got some mayonnaise. So.
More unpredictable.
It's not
as
like
well.
Netflix is sending out mayo. Which would be rad, actually.
No, they're sending out one-star Adam Sandler movies instead. So, you know, what would you rather have? 400-odd grams of mayo in the mail decanted into a Glad bag or another Adam Sandler movie?
He's alluding to the fact that we haven't really thought about how we're going to deliver this mayo. It will probably be a pickup for us.
Hey, DV Dan watched the latest Adam Sandler movie recently for me, so I didn't have to. It's called The Week Of, and he called it Digital Litter.
Has he not got it anymore?
Adam Sandler?
Yeah, not.
Did
not
he
DVD
ever
Dan.
Have it? Did Adam Sandler ever have it? Maybe with Punch Drunk Love?
I think everyone's got
there,
a good Happy Gilmore quote up their sleeve.
I'm not packing one, but I'm on the same page as you. He's got it anymore. He's got an extremely lucrative development deal with Netflix to make shit movies and hang out with his mates. And to be honest, well, I'd do exactly the same thing.
Fair enough. When you're a comedian of that kind of, when you've sort of clocked the game a little
did
bit.
Did he do Punch Drunk Love? Now I'm confused.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Doesn't he
yeah.
just do coming of age, like I'm the father now and I have to deal with it kind of comedies? Isn't
now,
there's a lot of that going on. Like basically Sleepwalking volumes 8, 9, and 10.
How to raise my teenage.
So there's like that's one end of the Netflix stuff. It's the really crappy stuff they're commissioning in house. They also buy in films like. The Last Cloverfield, which was all set to be a cinematic bomb, so they bought it and dropped it on everyone after the Super Bowl, and everyone watched it at home and realized how shit it was.
Actually, it's interesting because I was just saying I've been watching Black Mirror, obviously late to the party, but Netflix bought that series, and I didn't really notice too much change. I was kind of I was freaking out a little bit. I was like, will it get weirdly Americanized? But I didn't really notice it, I didn't think.
To me, it's gone off the boil a little bit. I think if the next season to this season was what the current season was to the past one,
right.
the chart's all pointing down.
Okay.
But there's still some good episodes in there.
It was a nice trip.
I did not enjoy Black Mirror,
I love it when there's not a happy ending to anything. Okay. I love it.
Now, a film that does have a happy ending that you watched recently, Johnny, is a classic Bruce Willis vehicle. From the semi-distant past. Can you tell us a little bit about that and about particularly his co-star in that film?
I believe I watched this in the 90s, and I don't want to give too many details on my shady past, but I potentially was super baked and went and saw it at the movies and probably thought it was passable, but for some reason went, oh, about a weekend ago was like, oh, it's Bruce Willis.
Are we
Bruce
talking
Willis,
about Armageddon?
90s film. I'm going to rewatch it and it'll probably be okay because I don't remember it being too bad. And it was a train wreck. It's an absolute train wreck. It was the most punishing film I've seen in a long time.
His co-star, if I can dimly recall, is has some intellectual impediments. Yeah. Mm. What I do know is the book it's based on is...
Is this the Icy Dead People one?
No, it's this is Mercury Rising. It's got which is
Armageddon.
Which
is fucking awesome.
Armageddon is fucking awesome.
It's so great.
Mercury Rising is a very bland title. It kind of means nothing. But they probably couldn't get away with the title of the book that it's based on, which was Simple Simon.
Mm.
It's a bit on the nose.
It's so questionable.
I don't think I've seen Mercury Rising. What's the story?
Yeah, don't do that.
Okay,
don't
do that. No amount of weed will fix it? Because apparently back in the day you liked it. So Dak is your friend.
I thought it was probably okay. It kind of has a big shootout at the start and a couple of helicopter shots. And I was probably
it's not a space movie.
No, it's horrific.
I hate when they do that. They label it like it's going to be something.
Let's not sit on it. What else is horrific on Netflix?
Yeah, what else is horrific
on
Netflix?
He's bolder than ever now, by the way. Just worth mentioning.
He is. I was looking at my Netflix list, I've saved a whole bunch of stuff to watch later. I've got 102 things on it, and most of them have been there.
Do you save them? Does it just pop up and you go, oh, I'll do that?
Yeah, you can just
double click.
I've found myself many times sort of spending like 30, 40 minutes going, I want to watch something. I'm in the video. It's like being in the video store.
Yeah, that's what you want though. That's what they're trying to do.
But
right?
Basically, I've never gone to the counter of Video Easy with 102 DVDs to choose from when I get home. And the reality is, I've realized that I'm probably not going to watch any of these, but I'm too lazy to delete them from the list.
Now, Steve, why on Netflix can I watch Die Hard 5, but I can't watch Die Hard 1 or 2?
That's complex.
Yeah.
Sorely money is the...
It's trickle-down economics. Yeah. It's Alan Greenspan, etc.
That's the most infuriating thing for me of all time. I can't watch The Predator. Oh. I can't watch Die Hard 1. Can't watch Point Break.
That is fucking annoying. we'll come back to
Utah.
We'll come back to how horrible Netflix is in a second, but I just wanted to point out, now that you mentioned Predator, there's a trailer for the new Predator movie coming out overnight.
What are we up to? Because there was a second one which wasn't that bad, but it wasn't that good.
The Danny Glover Predator?
Yeah.
Love that one.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Jamaican fucking voodoo, man.
Jungle Predator was off the chain.
But this is, the new Predator is a sequel to Predator 2, I believe, and it ignores all the other Predators.
So Predator 1.0?
It's just called The Predator. And it's directed by Shane...
Well, what was the first one called?
Predator. Predator 2, and then now this is The Predator. It's directed by Shane Black, who's not. In Predator.
Is Predator the greatest 80s movie of all time?
It's funny you should say that, because I found arguably a better 80s movie of all time.
That's what
on
the
80s Netflix
is all
today.
About. Bigger, better, faster.
And this is one area where Netflix is actually quite good, because there's recent dross... There's quite a lot of festival content. There's heaps of good documentaries, actually. I think everyone kind of wigged out on Wild Wild Country over the last few weeks.
John got me onto that one.
The guys who...
I do like a cult thing.
Yeah, it's a good EA. Then
I love it.
The Duplass brothers, who... I'm not sure how hands-on they were. I think they're executive producers of that series. Have another one coming out. It's actually out tomorrow.
Huh.
Called Evil Genius, The True Story of America's Most Diabolical Bank Heist.
Yes, please, on that.
Actually,
and
give
it looks
some of that.
It looks real good.
I do like a dog.
Essentially, this guy goes to rob a bank with a bomb collar attached to his neck.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's a documentary, not a Bruce Willis movie.
I go down, we all go down. Give me the cash.
You're like, I've got nothing to do with this. These guys have put this on me sent me in. So that's going to be a really good one for this weekend. So look, it's not all dross, you know. Well, there is a lot of dross. Docos do quite well on Netflix, I think, because there seems to be the serious documentary watcher has been existed for a very long time. Mm. So at the New Zealand International Film Festival, etc., at the Rialto Cinemas. Yeah. But I think a lot of people are just enjoying being at home and maybe have half attention on the TV, maybe a little bit baked, and watching a buzzy story. So
you can just say my name. Just say my name.
I just watched a BBC One on sharks last night.
Okay, John.
Slightly
just
corny,
chill out,
but it was okay. It was okay.
Okay, mate. Did they just chill out over there?
Did they? Was it a serious documentary? Did they anthropomorphize the sharks as characters?
They did all have characters, and they all had personalities.
Not interested.
Okay,
too far. Too
far. Just want cold blood.
You don't want Whoopi Goldberg to be a shark?
Not really. This is a bit all over the place today, but I'm going to continue that in that vein. I was looking at the Sydney Film Festival program this morning, and someone has remade The Jungle Book, the Disney animated The Jungle Book.
Yeah, but kept the soundtrack?
I'm not sure about the soundtrack, but they've taken out all of the human characteristics of the animals and reanimated it, so they're just animals behaving like animals.
Oh, far out. That sounds... like a short movie,
but it's the full feature length, but instead of them doing stuff, they're just like hanging out and being animals and not really giving a shit about things.
Great. great.
Is that,
that's
does
great
that,
news.
Does that sound like one for the Couch Hungry?
That sounds really good. How's the cartooning, going? Though, is it?
Oh, they've just replicated the whole style. It's a Disney one.
Okay, great. Send me the link.
Okie dokie, just send you to Sydney. Will do. Yeah, so Evil Genius will be worth a spin. They've also got... I mean, most of the Netflix original movies look are pretty disappointing, but there is a Martin Freeman in an Outback zombie movie called Cargo, which is out next week.
Well, who's Martin Freeman? How would I know him?
He was a hobbit.
Oh, far out.
And he has a...
That's a claim. That's definitely a claim.
Yeah.
Is he small in this movie?
He's from The Office and he's in Sherlock. And
oh, yeah,
that,
yeah.
That chap, that bloke.
I know him. Friendly face. Is it the Fargo guy?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So apparently Rambo has got to be the best documentary. That's a texter.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Complex.
Oh,
yeah.
Their Oscar-nommed / winning documentary, Icarus, is probably Netflix's best claim to fame.
Icarus.
In that documentary series anyway, and that's the story where a guy starts out and he decides that he's a cycling enthusiast. He's done like the amateur version of the Tour de France.
Oh yeah, where he dopes.
And so he starts off going, well, I've done this.
You know about John's cycling history, right?
Well,
we haven't really got time for it, but John's a massive cyclist.
Are we circling back to the dope stuff again?
It's all to do with cycling.
No, let's just carry on with this guy and his doping, boosting, going from amateur to being a good amateur.
Yeah, so then he basically went, if I replicate the Lance Armstrong program, then it'll be interesting to see how much better I get.
Wow,
yeah.
Okay.
And so he does that, and it seems like a pretty simple idea, but it becomes a cascading conspiracy craziness, like the all the best trippy documentaries.
It's great, apparently people are loving it.
He meets all of the, you know, these crazy doctors that were involved in the program, and they're in themselves are...
Cycling
them
is
themselves are like these bizarre people, you know?
Is there any coming back for cycling? Just, I don't, you know, we're not experts, but far out.
I think cycling is just like 10 years ahead of the doping testing technology. I think that's the whole thing. You just got to dope better than the testing.
Okay.
Do you think it's time to just take things down a notch and run everyone on the same course?
Back on a unicycle?
Well, I was thinking tricycling on the Tour de France course.
Or just give everyone a Segway. Move on. Can't dope a Segway, can you?
Like, you mean just the Tour de France is just a bunch of pizza delivery guys?
Is that it? Oh, the sales, and that's definitely their buzz, eh? What's up, sales? Give us some pizza, please.
All right, Steve.
Hey, look, well, there's a bunch of things, eh? There's a bunch of stuff to watch this weekend.
Sales would be a great sponsor for this. Can we figure that out?
Yeah, it would be, eh? Actually, hey, listen, sales.
I'll email them tomorrow.
Thank you, John.
How does that sound?
I feel like we got a lot done.
We did get a lot done. I've also queued up some audio because there are gems. There are plenty of 80s gems. Mm-hmm. And in fact, a really good one for the weekend if you're stumbling in the door quite late. Mm. I reckon this would be a really good one to chuck on. Or if you're grappling with the ramifications of a hangover. If you could just...
Cue it on... Yeah.
This is a bar you'd like to hang out in.
Got it. Sorry, we're closed.
Well, then what are all these people doing here?
Drinking and having a good time.
Well, that's why we're here.
You're too stupid to have a good turn.
Whoa.
What just happened?
Let the record show that the riffs followed the punches in that whole scenario. Which is absolutely fantastic.
Steve, and that's on Netflix. What is it?
That's Patrick Swayze in Roadhouse. That's
he's good looking. All right,
he's very good looking. It's very good looking. That hair's phenomenal.
Is that was conditioner around then?
I think, I think he must have been at the vanguard of the conditioner.
Because at some stage there would have been just shampoo and then someone would have invented it. But far out, yeah. It's a great fight scene.
Absolutely go get onto the couch and watch that nonsense after a long night out or while you're recovering in the morning.
Apparently someone's voting up Highlander. Yes, that is a fantastic movie as well. It'll happen.
Maybe we shouldn't have just been so bold to go, this is the best 80s movie.
It's pretty out front.
So it turns out there's quite a lot. So, hey, Roadhouse, contender for one of the better 80s movies of the 80s.
Steve, thanks a bunch, mate. That was a good time.
Thank you very much. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.